Before adding 10,000 square feet to the Berkshire Arts and Technology Charter Public School, gym class was restricted to a multi-purpose room known as the Cafe Gymatorium.
That is a cafeteria, a gymnasium, an auditorium not designed for any of those functions and not large enough. It's about the size of a quarter of a basketball court.
That's Executive Director Julia Bowen. Now the school, known as BAR, has a new entrance, separate lunchroom, and an area with gym space along with an elevated stage. Lauren Cornell is a junior.
We now have what is a half-court gym, but we will be using it also for putting on performances. We have a stage right now, and in a few weeks we're putting on A Midsummer's Night Dream. So a few weeks ago we actually had science fair in here, and usually we would have it in different classrooms, the atrium, and now we actually can be out there, be all together in one room, and it's a great feeling.
North Adams-based theater company Main Street Stage is making BART Stage its home, which Bowen says will help with equipment needs since seating and lighting have been put on hold because of budget restrictions. Two new fitness rooms have also been added for cardio and dance or yoga. Development coordinator Leah Thompson says physical activity was limited during bad or cold weather.
They have stationary bikes, and there are regular bikes that the kids normally take on the bike path, but in the winter they go into those stands so that they can still do that.
More than $1 million was raised to help fund the renovation. The Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education recently awarded BAR a roughly $15,000 grant to buy equipment for a digital makerspace. School Grants Coordinator Brian O'Grady says curriculum is being developed around laser cutters and 3D printers and scanners.
Real-world application. How are these tools used by, planners, engineers, and so on, and the kids will be able to get a sense of that.
O'Grady says interdisciplinary projects are also possible where social studies students could build models of architectural monuments. BART also hopes to partner with the community to have students assist in projects like the development of Greylock Glen. BART moved into the converted building about 11 years ago, which used to house a hotel and restaurant. At one point, dental and rehab offices used to do business while the school was open. While construction work continues, Executive Director Bowen says faculty, parents, and the more than 350 students are thrilled about the expansion.
Being rewarded for that, being celebrated, they know this is for them. This isn't because I want a space. This is because they need the space, and I think they feel that.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.